I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station.
It's 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have a cloudy sky, 47 degrees.
Got a crash northbound Hinckley Drive in Roy. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story. There's a flash flood warning posted for St. George and Zion as rain pummels the region for the first time in over 155 days. The popular Narrows Trail and other slot canyons have been closed. Here along the Wasatch Front, this storm is bringing us a little closer to wintertime with cooler temperatures, some rain, snow in the mountains, and KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson joins us live about this change in the weather. Paul?
Jeff, it really might not seem like a lot of precipitation up north, but the off and on storms actually could present some headaches for drivers today and tomorrow morning. In southern Utah, as you mentioned, they had enough water to spark the flash flood warning, but here in northern Utah, some meteorologists say we might not get more than just a tenth of an inch. And KSL meteorologist Grant Wayman says things will be different in the mountains, though.
Big totals for snow by like tomorrow afternoon should be up to a foot at most of the resorts, which is great because only one's open so far.
But he also says the crashes that we saw this morning happened at a time when there really wasn't a lot of rain happening. He says the rainfall happens infrequently enough, so a lot of people forget how to drive in it. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
It's dry now downtown for the Real Monarchs. The weather is literally going to rain on their parade. After winning the USL Championship, the soccer team's celebration will be moved indoors inside Harriman City Hall at 4 p.m. Fans can meet the champions, see the trophy, and grab a free T-shirt. First come, first serve. They should give out umbrellas. KSL News Time 301. Senator Mitt Romney is talking about vaping today. Nick Wyatt is here with details.
That's right, Jeff. Senator Mitt Romney had the opportunity to question the potential nominee for the FDA commissioner position today. He's not sold on the strategy to combat teen vaping from Dr. Stephen Hahn during his confirmation hearing. The senator says he understands that Dr. Hahn is a scientist wanting to do more research, but he wanted to hear more.
You know, I would have far preferred if he had just come out and said that he's looked at the evidence and that what he has seen so far suggests to him that having flavors is drawing more and more kids into vaping, and they're becoming addicted to nicotine without knowing it.
Dr. Hahn did say aggressive action needs to be taken in order to tackle teen vaping. EU Ambassador Gordon Sondland testifying today in the impeachment inquiry. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Nick, the man leading the impeachment hearing, says today's testimony from the ambassador to the European Union lays out a bribery case against the president.
Today's testimony is among the most significant evidence to date.
Ambassador Gordon Sondland testified there was a quid pro quo with regard to the White House meeting and nearly $400 million in military aid to Ukraine. Steve Castor, legal counsel for the Republicans, asked Sondland if he was speculating.
You didn't have any evidence of that, correct?
Other than the aid wasn't being released and we weren't getting anywhere with the Ukrainians.
Sondland says the president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, was pursuing the quid pro quo. President Trump reacting only to Sondland's testimony about a phone call in which Sondland Sondland asked the president what he wanted from Ukraine.
So here's my answer. I want nothing. I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo.
The president's phone call with Sondland occurred more than a month after the call Mr. Trump had with the Ukrainian president asking him for investigations into the Bidens. And large-scale power outages are underway again in Northern California because of high winds and fire danger. Sonu Shandi owns a restaurant in Sonoma County that is now up for sale. He says the power shutoffs have been the last straw.
It's very challenging to move all your inventory out and refill.
About 500,000 people are without power around Santa Rosa. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Impeachment will likely be on the docket for tonight's Democratic presidential debate. Your voice, your vote 2020. Lindsay Ertz is live at the KSL Elections Desk.
Yeah, Nick, fun fact, 5 of the 10 Democrats on stage will serve as jurors in the Senate impeachment trial should the House vote to impeach the president. So there's little doubt the topic will come up. But ABC's Trevor Ault in Atlanta.
But there's much more divisive issues in terms of health care and how you pay for health care programs or gun control and many things of that nature.
Other storylines, 4 candidates haven't qualified for December's debates yet. Can they separate themselves? Billionaires could come under attack. President Barack Obama recently warning candidates against moving too far to the left. That debate at the Tyler Perry Studios starts at 7. Live from the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories KSL is following this hour. The disgraced former mayor of Baltimore now facing fraud and tax evasion charges.
Baltimore's former mayor is now facing 11 federal counts of corruption, including wire fraud, conspiracy, and tax evasion. And after reading each of those counts one by one, U.S. Attorney for the District of Maryland, Robert Herr, saying here,
"This is a tragedy and the last thing that our city needs."
Catherine Pugh is scheduled for an initial court appearance and arraignment tomorrow here in U.S. District Court. Scott Wyckoff, ABC News, Baltimore.
And is online shopping an addiction? Well, researchers in Germany say it very well could be. The study found that 1 in 20 people developed an addiction to shopping. The researchers are calling the addiction buying shopping disorder, which is defined as craving buying or shopping and having irresistible and identity-seeking urges to possess consumer goods. Researchers believe that online shopping is a big contributor. KSL News Time, 3:05.